This is Weekend All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Lisa Simeone. The parent company of United Airlines, UAL Corporation, has a new CEO. Outgoing head Jim Goodwin resigned today, less than 2 weeks after he wrote a letter to employees saying the country's second largest airline could fail next year if it didn't stop losing money. The board of directors unanimously picked one of its members to take over the company's top job. NPR's Emily Harris reports.
New UAL head John Creighton repeated his main beliefs about United Airlines frequently during a conference call after his appointment was announced. He said the company has great hubs in outstanding cities and an enviable route network. He also asserted that everything is on the table for possible cuts to get United back on the road to financial health. Creighton is former CEO of the forest products company Weyerhaeuser. He says his lack of experience in running an airline won't be a problem.
One of the strengths that I had in my prior life was the ability to forge great relationships between management, unions, and employees. I have a lot of managerial experience in large organizations that are capital intensive and cyclical.
But United is not only facing the usual airline concerns. This week, a new flight schedule starts that slashes departures by more than a quarter from last year. The company has also cut 20,000 jobs. Parent UAL is expected to report losses of hundreds of millions of dollars for this quarter, a result of the September 11th attacks and the earlier slowdown in business travel. Creighton says he hopes his appointment will reassure investors.
This company, we may be losing money, but we haven't lost our will to stabilize our financial situation and get into the black, and that's what my objective is.
Creighton said he doesn't know how much time remains until United runs out of cash. He also wouldn't rule out the need for additional government help. Emily Harris, NPR News, Washington.